everything that they do, from the songs they sing to how long they sing them, to the dark room with the disco ball lights and the laser light show and the smoke machine. Everything in the seeker-driven and big box churches is measured for its emotive value, to evoke some kind of emotion or feeling from people in the audience. Ultimately, everything is geared towards what were they made to feel, not what they were taught from Scripture to believe. And that's the problem. It's all about the experience. And at the end of it, the people there left feeling, I'm sure, euphoric about themselves and very, very positive about, you know, this idea that they're going to go and give birth to a vision or a dream or a business or a ministry that's going to change the world. But none of them were confronted with their sins. None of them heard about Christ and Him crucified for the forgiveness of their sins, nor were they told they are in need of being reconciled to God because of our sin and that Christ has done that for us. Instead, their heads were completely filled with nonsense. They were emotionally manipulated from the time they hit the parking lot when they entered and to the time they left the parking lot on their way out, and they were not discipled in any meaningful way as Christians whatsoever.